Race start. For centuries, even in the darkest and most difficult periods in humanity's past, people have always found hope to help them look forward to a future marked by real progress. And it was progress that shaped the path of world development in the past century. Progress illuminated by a deep-rooted trust in scientific discoveries and their possible applications, two elements that have enabled a surprisingly fast rate of advance. But today, we're in deep crisis, and we're asking ourselves how it is possible that with all these more and more sophisticated technologies, our gas bills are still shooting up and making many families live shivering with cold, even in developed countries like England. Or ask how it is possible that more and more people are arguing that a return to the past, regression, would be a wise, if not essential, move to ensure that humanity has a future. Perhaps we've gone in the wrong direction. It seems we have built an enormous building on unstable foundations, that we have let ourselves get carried away with enthusiasm for progress, running blindly ahead, unable to see, to notice the errors that are building up. All aspects of human activity are built on intensive exploitation of energy taken from the earth. Every country's economy, international commerce, diverse political systems, relations between states, everything rotates around a system of exploiting energy whose implications today frighten us terribly. We have taken, or rather snatched rapaciously, everything that has come before us, as if blinded, spurred by uncontrollable fury. We have been reduced to being parasites, and only now are we beginning to realize how great a risk we are running of dying together with our host. Our world, our society, has its roots buried in a clownish and risky procedure, in progress that has no foundation, in an incorrect and unjust contract with the world we live in. We live in a complex building suspended from a tightrope walker's wire. And this is what we're discovering with dismay as we realize that petroleum deposits will, sooner or later, run out, and that, until that happens, we will continue to carry on with the slow process of impoverishment of our planet, the well-known greenhouse effect, which will cost us more than we want to believe. Thus, if humanity is to reach 2100 in a dignified state, the whole system supported by these careless procedures must be abandoned. We must reshape, repair, and reconstruct. But every reform, indeed every revolution, needs fertile soil if it is to ignite and to spread. This is why it is so important to begin by making young people aware so that they can carry forward this ambitious project as they grow without making the same mistakes as their parents.